Imagine an idyllic childhood. You play in the woods and climb trees, or splash in the creek and catch frogs. You're surrounded by a dozen homes that look just like yours, and inside each one, there are either kids to play with, or there's an adult who gives you ice cream. About 400 yards away, a uranium mill. For StoryCorps Northwest, we'll hear from Doug Sly. He tells his friend Terry Kinzel about growing up as a young boy near a yellow cake mill near Ford, Washington, in what he called camp.
You wanted to hear about camp.
Yeah, camp was really fun.
In the late 50s and early 60s, there was a uranium mill near Ford, Washington. Outsiders called it Uranium City, where there were 12 homes near the mill, all three-bedroom, one-car garage. They look at the same. They had yards, and they were built in an oval. Down in the middle was about the size of a football field, and they had playground equipment, trees. We called it camp. We never said we were going home.
Why did you call it camp?
It's just everybody did. The women were all housewives. They depended on, you know, if you have six families with children, one of the moms could go get some milk and bread, and somebody else could watch them. I mean, it was this little, it was community. We grew up with a Geiger counter in the house. My dad was a chemist and the safety monitor. And like I say, I grew up with a Geiger counter in the house, and yellow cake's not that hot. A radium dial watch is real hot. Now, one time I saw my father really get concerned. He ran across some old china in the house that made the Geiger counter scream. Today we know that some of that old china is really hot, and Dad removed it from the house. And years later, you know, I've read of stories where people are sick and they can't figure out why, and they've got some of this china in their kitchen.
Because the clay that it was made of?
Yes. The joke among my brothers and sisters, who, by the way, we're all alive and we're all fine, is that we grew up swimming in a tailings pond for a yellow cake mill.
Well, you were just a little kid, right?
Yeah, I was from age 2 to 12, so I sort of grew up there. Camp was a great place to grow up. I mean, we couldn't imagine being so fortunate as being able to run in those wide open spaces with our dog. And living there, like I say, a mile away from the nearest paved road, you really enjoyed the outdoors, all of us. Always played outside, building forts and having pine cone fights and climbing trees. And
you missed it when you left.
We cried when they told us we had to move. Yeah, we thought we were in paradise, you know, kids' paradise.
That was Doug Sly telling his friend Terry Kinzel about growing up near a uranium mill near Ford, Washington. You can hear this story and other StoryCorps Northwest excerpts on our website, nwpr.org. Special thanks to Multiplication.com and Chinaberry Hill and Urban Luxury B&B Experience in Tacoma for their support of StoryCorps Northwest.